What's going on, everyone out there in internet land? Flobo Boys here. This is the Patreon exclusive edition of Flobo Sold on Netflix. Okay, I gotta say, I do every single month. The show really is more of a look at the original TV shows and series on the Netflix original series banner. But if you're a member of the Boys First crew, you get to have a bonus episode where I go through some of the comedy specials and some of the comedy programming as a sometimes working comedian. But if you want to hear more episodes about the show or about this show, or go to other shows, make sure you check out the YouTube.com/FloboBoys or wherever you get your podcast. It's called Flobo Sold on Netflix. You know what I'm saying? Tell a friend about it. And like I say every month, it's for a lot of people, this is their only taste of Flobito, which is crazy how this show is the most global show that I am a host of. And it's totally gives me all the warm and fuzzies. But this month, when it comes to the comedy programming, we're talking about Snoop Dogg's, well, it literally says effing around comedy special. I'm going to say that just for the sake of language, but it's very clearly it's not that. This is rated E for everyone. No, this is not rated E. This is rated M for mature. This is rated MA, TVMA. It is a raunchy comedy set. But Snoop Dogg's comedy special, or the effing around comedy special, is very similar to the Brad Paisley comedy special that we reviewed earlier a couple this year. It's a host or MC, whether it's Brad Paisley or Snoop Dogg, they have they sit at the table with the look, feel, and vibe of the show. They bring other comedians, and then a couple of music instances, and you're kind of out the door. It's an hour-long special that is kind of more like a variety show in structure, right? So Snoop Dogg comes out, does a little bit of a set, but really is kind of treating it like a host doing some of the housekeeping stuff, and sits off stage at a bar or a manufactured bar with drinks and weed being served, with DJ Pooh on the ones and twos DJing some of the music cues between the other comics. So a lot about this special is more about the format here, because there's so many comics in that hour, it's kind of like catching a bus. There are some comics you're going to love, and we'll get into that in quite a second, and some that didn't really bring the heat as I thought it would be. But you talk about what comedy specials look like, you know, that's kind of a common trend on this show. We talk about what's life going to be post-COVID. Is it going to be more visual aids in screens? Is it going to be more audience interaction? Is it going to be more alternate comedy shows like Burr Burns special, where he was inside his house the entire time? What does it look like? This is almost like a classic throwback to the comedy mixtape era of the late 90s, early 2000s, where you would have a host, you have these comics come back and forth, and you pick and choose what your favorite was. I'm not going to say this special is on the same level as Def Comedy Jam, but it does have a very similar vibe. A lot more subdued, though. This one came out this year, 2022. You could tell because a lot of references made with various comics about the Will Smith Chris Rock incident, the slap heard around the world. And that was in March of 2022. So even though some months have passed, it's still kind of shocking when that kind of was like the theme out throughout the night, going, oh yeah, we're at 2022, we're kind of post-COVID, there's no masks in the crowd, maybe COVID is going to be a fever dream for all of us getting back into it. So the roster on this special: Cat Williams, D-Ray Davis, Melanie Camacho, Guy Tori, Donna Rawlings, and Mike Epps, all legends in their own right, and all of them have a personal connection with Snoop. Because one of the cool things I liked about this one is after everyone did their set, they kind of walked over to the Snoop Dogg seated area, asked a couple questions Snoop did, or they told the story, and they kind of moved on to the next comic. It really made things feel more like a family reunion, which is what Snoop Dogg said a couple times on this special. Everyone has a personal connection to Snoop. Snoop brought their friends on for the comedy special. Is in fact, Snoop is giving you the vibe. Is it funny? It's debatable. Comedy is always subjective, and it's really not my place to tell you what you would like, what you like. But much like how when I was a writer in a writer's group, when you have contemplation shows like this, your results will vary depending on who performs. Cat Williams, for example, to me on this set went first and was easily, based on expectations and delivery, the most disappointing entry in this one. Not necessarily because Cat Williams is not funny, even though I did not laugh at his set. It's just so much that for a long time, Cat Williams was quote unquote the guy holding the title. Before Kevin Hart, he was the face of black comedy. And to see him do his set was kind of pedestrian. Was like, huh, like I would not use that set if I was trying to convince someone that Cat Williams was good. But on the flip side, D-Ray Davis, someone who I appreciate, to me, really gave me the only belly laughs I can remember in this special. Everything else is pretty entertaining. Even though it's 1 hour and 7 minutes long, it does feel like 1.5 or 2 hours in that way, probably not in the best case. But it does take you back to what comedy was before, I would say, the mid-teens, 2015, around that time, back when my comedy class, those that I grew up in comedy or I started performing comedy with, started lamenting about what you could and couldn't say and being politically correct and what you can and can't make fun of. And some of the comics do mention that too. But what I liked about this is that the energy, the vibe, the plethora of swear words and abstract concepts and adult concepts are definitely kind of like a throwback to before that time. Like BET's Comic View or Uncut, or I used to be a comedy mixtape person, like the Dave Chappelle Presents, and or at the little counterfeit CD stores and trade with them, those Urban Network comedy specials, the Earthquakes, the Bruce Presents, all of them. So it was kind of like a throwback in that way. It's kind of interesting and kind of cool as someone that's looking to get back into comedy as myself. It's really great to see how presentation is more and more part of the actual show, more than the jokes. You know, you get a comedy CD or an album, I'm sure everyone has CDs anymore, all you are hearing is just a crowd of response and the material. But you can do your show on a rooftop, you could do it in an apartment, you could do it in a lounge, you could do it in this like Snoop Dogg hybrid split stage where the main stage has the comedy and the other stage has like the interview space, almost like a late night talk show. It really opens that possibility up. But I'm getting into the technical weeds of it. I thought it was entertaining. It really is urban humor. I don't want to say black humor necessarily because it really wasn't anything specifically about the black experience, but definitely the kind of cadence that you hear at a black comedy club. Here in Los Angeles, that's usually like the Comedy Union, but I'm sure there's ones around where you are. I enjoyed it. I thought it was okay. I thought it was a solid hour, but there are some lulls in there. And there's some times that you're going to do the old, not laugh, but blow air through your nose. I'm one of those. So it's not going to set the world on fire. But if you're a fan of comedy and comedy specials and you like the variety show host, celebrity host Comedy Presents, much like Brad Paisley's special, you're probably going to enjoy this one as well. Shout out to D-Ray Davis. Really, to me, is what pushed it over the edge from being like oh, check it out. I think his set is the strongest. He goes second in this piece. And also, I actually shared the stage with Guy Tori at Fat Tuesdays and Donnell Rollins, Ashy Larry, when I performed at the Laugh Factory. So it was kind of cool to have that connection and say, hey, you may not remember me. I may not be just a blip on their career, but our paths have crossed in this crazy craft of comedy. And so it was kind of inspiring because there were some sets or some jokes where I go, I think I've heard this one 5 years ago, or I think I could do something better than that. And that's the best thing to hear when you're kind of in the dumps and trying to get back your career starting myself. recommend it. Snoop Dogg's effing around a comedy show. I'm sure there's going to be a series of those things. I don't see why you wouldn't just have Snoop, who's the coolest MF on the planet, and his friends come on and do little 5 or 10 minute sets. I think it's going to be part of a franchise. It should be. That is it for me on this edition, the Patreon exclusive edition of Flobo Sawed on Netflix. Until next time, if some special you want me to check out or give you my perspective on, you let me know.